It's Saturday. Welcome to Tiltcast Shorts, the new show that really wants the Steam Machine to succeed. I'm Nas.
I'm Jason.
I'm Rusty.
And we're here to talk about leaks. So this is not completely confirmed, but Jason, take us away. What do you got new for Steam Machines?
Well, what we have is a supposed retailer leak that puts the price for the top-end model Steam Machine, the 2 terabyte version, at over $1,000.
I told you it was going to be freaking expensive, but man, I don't know, man. $1,000, man.
To be honest, I think we should probably take that with a heavy grain of salt.
I think we're right.
I'm thinking that with a heavy rock of salt. Jesus.
At least for initial distribution of the console, right? Because I imagine that placeholder is probably taking into consideration current. Current price inflation of DRAM and HBM memory, which is used for solid state SSDs, et cetera, right?
Well, I'm just like, that. If we look at, but it was using laptop RAM, right?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it doesn't matter. It honestly does not matter if it's laptop RAM.
It doesn't matter,
or not.
Though.
I pulled up Amazon, and none of us know what ATEC is, but 32 gigs of DDR5 is running $360, and 32 gigs of G-Skills running $479.
I know what ATEC is. Yeah. I know what ATEC is.
Is that cheap-ass, Kingston RAM?
It's
cheaper than Kingston? Buffed. We've all been guilty of using Kingston at some point. It's pretty solid. It's definitely not the best. It's kind of like the best choice of RAM. Like, it's solid, salty enough. You know,
a lot of that reputation though is before DDR3, when long term stability of DRAM was really solved, right?
Back when
your DRAM could degrade over time.
The reality here is that the RAM chips, the chips themselves, all come from the same
distributor.
Fab. But
yeah, they come from the same fab. It's just whether or not you're going to be getting the better bend chips from the name brands versus the lesser bend chips.
Oh yeah, because of the silicon level,
right?
Ultimately, there's only three real manufacturers, and that was Micron, Samsung, and Kingston.
I don't remember.
Question mark. I can't remember the third one off the top of my head.
Hey, not bad for just remembering it.
That's the one behind Kingston. Anyway. This tangent aside, other things you should keep in mind is, these placeholder pricings may be at the high end of markup. Typical retailer markups generally between, this article says 15 to 17%, but realistically it's 15 to 22%. Having worked in that field for a long time and having set some pricing myself.
You can actually see, for all-in-one stuff, you're looking about 20% is about right, but it could go upwards to 30%. This is based off of right now pricing. And, scarcity, as long, the longer scarcity goes on, the higher prices go.
Right.
That said, you most likely expect that high-end machine probably to land between $875, $975, and the 512 model probably more so like $700 to $800. That said, this is right. This is rumor based on supposed leak right now. It's something we should all take with a grain of salt. That said, should the leak be believed, then that puts it far more expensive than a PS5 Pro.
It's arguably there's a lot of argument to be
which
had
would be bad for the market.
There's a, you know, like I said, there's a lot of argument for the, you know, the customizability and compatibility for this. This would allow for a lot more games as far as just availability. Sure, a lot of that is shovelware. A lot of that is like indie, you know, is just indie stuff that probably shouldn't be on the Steam, you know, Steam home, you know, marketplace for, you know, for stuff because it's, you know, put together in a weekend or whatever. I'm not going to belittle anybody for their skills in putting a game together a game when I haven't put anything together myself. But I will just say that, their 5 minute gameplay, you know, excursions instead of, you know, what you would consider a good right. indie game, right?
Right.
I mean, that said, I think the article's also, you know, going after what this would do to the Steam Machine's position in the market, when realistically the Steam Machine's position in the market as a gaming console, being that it's running on SteamOS, was already going to be smaller simply because of the fact that if you look at the console market and the type of gaming that happens on consoles nowadays, the vast majority of them are purchased to play, you know, Fortnite, your latest COD, your latest Madden, etc. All of these games are games that you can't play on SteamOS because of anti-cheat. Trying to say that it being priced higher than a PS5 Pro would damage its position in the market. I don't think that itself would damage its position in the market. It's still, even if it turns out to be, you know, $1,000, $1,100 for the top end model, it's still cheaper than most pre-built PCs and in a much smaller form factor that fits more people's lifestyle and living room.
It's a cool idea. Like, I still travel a fair amount for work, right? Like, it would be cool to bring something like that with me. Like, currently it's Steam Deck, which it does this thing. But it would be cool to just drop basically the PC GameCube, right, in my bag and be able to plug that sucker into any TV in any hotel and, like, do stuff like proper gaming wherever I'm at, you know? So I don't know that I'm going to pay 100. I'm not going to pay $1,100 for one, though.
Yeah,
I think like a good price point for it to be competitive is that low end model being priced similar to whatever PS6 is going to be, and the higher end model being kind of like the PS5 Pro or PS6 Pro, or whatever it's going to be, you know.
Well, even then, the higher end model could still be around $1,000 just for the simple fact of how much storage it comes with. There's an inherent advantage there to saying this is a console-like PC versus this being a console.
Well, there's been a lot of rumors they're not selling it at a loss, and I think at this point, if they want to make it successful, they need to sell it at a loss to get people gaming, you know?
The thing is, though, Steam's not going to subsidize the cost of the hardware the way that PlayStation, Xbox, and Nintendo do. They're just, while they are the king of PC, you know, game sales, etc., that market's still not near as big as the console market is. when you're looking at sales of particular games, etc.
I think Helldivers and Stellar Blade did better on PC than it did on PS5, though.
Yes, they both did, but they are also exceptions to
that's true. Like
to the rule,
Last of Us Remastered probably didn't do better on PS or on a natively on PC versus PS5.
Last of Us 2, by the time it came out on PC, it already saturated the PS5 market.
Well, the other thing is that if you're like me, there's a lot of us that didn't really like Last of Us 2 that much.
Yeah. So yeah. That's that, guys. Tell us what you think. To be honest, I kind of expected this with the way that equipment pricing is going. I mean, it's unfortunate, but the scarcity and price hiking around DRAM is starting to have trickle-down effects to all of the other components. That said, guys, come back on Tuesday for even more news. Visit our website, tiltcast.com, as well as here, youtube.com/tiltcastshorts, and search for us on iTunes and Spotify for both these new shorts and our full episode podcast, generally about an hour each once a month. And come back on Tuesday for more news.
All right. Peace. Bye, guys.